2. At Mr. Sowerberry's funeral home. Good morning, Bumble.
Good morning, Mr. Sowerberry.
What are you doing here?
I kicked out this crook from my orphanage. I want to sell him. We can't maintain this kid. He eats too much.
He doesn't seem to eat too much. What's your name, boy?
Oliver. Oliver Twist, sir.
Do you eat as much as Bumble says?
Not that much.
Oh, shut up, you beast! Would you like to take this kid for your business, Mr. Sowerberry?
No way. I don't have money, my friend. But if you paid me, I could keep him for a week as an assistant, and later we would see.
He's a glutton, this Oliver Twist.
Well, my dog has escaped and I have enough food for a kid. Can I keep him for £3?
£3? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but he bothers you and I need help.
Okay, let's see. Here, keep it. I hope I never have to see you again, Oliver Twist.
Thank you, Mr. Sowerberry.
You're welcome, Oliver.
What is your business, Mr. Sowerberry?
I own a funeral parlor, and I have a kid who makes coffins. Have you ever been inside a coffin?
No, sir.
Me neither, but they are scary. Yes. You'll have to sleep here, in the workshop, where we make the coffins.
Couldn't I sleep at your house?
No. The dog sleeps there, and I hope he comes back.
That's scary.
I can give the £3 back to Bumble, and you'll be headed again to the streets. Or the orphanage. Do you want this, kid?
No. I like this place.
Do you want to eat?
Yes, please. I'm hungry.
I have the meat that the dog didn't want to eat. I don't know why. The dog escaped and now you are here. I hope you like it.
Thank you, Mr. Sowerberry.
You don't have to thank me.
Alone again. Without friends. And sleeping among coffins that will end up filling up with dead people. Sometimes I wish I could go back to my past. I would do things very differently.
Wake up, you sleepyhead!
What time is it?
5 a.m.
So soon?
People die all the time. We have to make a coffin. Come on. Have you ever made a coffin?
No.
It doesn't matter. We will all end up in one. If you have enough money to pay for it, of course. Help me. Come on, get in there.
Should I?
Yes, get in there. Where are you coming from? What's your name?
Twist, Oliver Twist. I come from Mr. Bumble's orphanage.
Ah, so you pissed off your parents and they took you there. Well done. You will work here now.
No, my mother died.
Oh, she must have done something bad. Maybe I made her coffin.
She died after giving birth to me.
How funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny. You are a monster.
Mr. Sowerberry, Mr. Sowerberry. That boy is a beast.
It's not funny. My mother was a good person.
Why are you hitting Noah, Oliver?
He spoke bad of my mother.
So what? Possibly he's right. I'll have to send you back to Mr. Bumble's.
No, not Mr. Bumble's.
He'll be here in a minute. You'll go back to him. He'll get the money back.
Mr. Sowerberry, my old friend.
Take this beast away, Bumble. He's not made for the job. Although I even fed him, it didn't seem enough for him.
He's a glutton.
I gave him the dog's leftovers. Even some meat.
Excuse me, Mr. Sowerberry. Did you say meat?
Yes, my friend. If he has to work, he needs to eat meat.
No! It is completely intolerable. Unruly children like this can only eat porridge. It keeps them weak enough that they don't turn into a beast. It's for this reason that I must eat a hamburger, a dish of macaroni, and half a chicken.
And some tea. Remember the diet? He's a beast.
He's a savage.
Take him away. I don't want to see him again.
But I didn't do anything.
Shut up, Oliver. You're coming with me. Keep your 3 pounds and my apologies, Mr. Sowerberry. Oliver, let's go.
But...
Let's go. I will lock you up in a room for a week where you will only eat cockroaches. If they don't eat you first,
no!
It's what you deserve. You're an orphan for a reason.
No!
Ah! Beast! You're a beast, Oliver!